Julius Caesar was killed on 15 March 44 BCE, the Ides of the Roman calendar. In many parts of the Mediterranean, the civil war between Caesar and Pompey Magnus still raged. Sextus, Pompey's trusted son, still had a force of at least 6 legions in Spain and was continuing to fight for his father's cause. But Caesar was mustering an even larger force for an attack on the Parthian Empire. Revenge for the ignominious defeat of Crassus at Carrhae, and a useful opportunity for military glory against a foreign rather than Roman enemy. It was just a few days before he was due to leave that a group of senators killed Julius Caesar, stabbing him 23 times. The historical estimates vary, but at least 60 senators were party to the conspiracy. As if to add to the spectacle, the deed took place on the stairs of the new Senate House, recently commissioned by Pompey himself. Some have argued that Shakespeare's Julius Caesar has made assassination in the name of libertas a sort of template for principled last-ditch opposition to perceived tyranny. As a chilling example of art imitating life imitating art, consider that John Wilkes Booth used Ides as the code for the day he planned to kill Abraham Lincoln. Despite the historical precedent for acts of political violence in the high echelons of Roman society, this assassination holds a special place in our history and imaginations. The questions it demands remain relevant today. What was Caesar trying to accomplish? And what made him so unacceptable to other political leaders that assassination seemed justified?